across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local Ads. New FM.
Oh, Crivo, it's another week.
Yeah, it is Monday. That means all the possibilities of a new week are ahead.
Yes.
Which is great.
Keep your positivity going. I need it.
Well, you do.
The caffeine has not kicked in yet, let me tell you.
Oh, Meg, you'll be right.
Oh, mate, made the mistake. I helped someone move hungover yesterday. What am I, 12?
I know. Helping people move should be strictly limited from the ages of, like, 17 or 18 to maybe 22.
Yeah.
After that, you gotta move
up. Yeah, see, luckily it wasn't big stuff. It was like little stuff. So it wasn't huge, but there were a lot of stairs walking up and down and up and down. Luckily, we ended up going to like Nui Fried Chicken afterwards so I could drown my sorrows.
re-energize.
Mashed potato and gravy for days, my friend. Oh, it was great. Worth the move.
Worth it, was it? Jeez.
Yeah.
I tell you what, they're not paying you enough. Like, as a mover, you should get more than a piece of chicken.
And also Sunday rates and also hungover rates.
All of that is what I'm
saying.
That
needs to be a thing.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jess. Yes.
Good morning.
You went out to the boxing on the weekend, yeah?
Yeah, went to the boxing, which was really good. Went to the Van Gogh.
Rubbing shoulders with the elite of Newcastle.
Would you ever consider doing boxing professionally?
No.
Not your thing?
I don't really have desire to be knocked out, you know.
When you said that story when she's like, she knocked her opponent out, I'm sitting there in the back of my head thinking, why does anyone willingly participate in this knowing they could get knocked out?
I don't know, honestly.
Doesn't make
it's
sense
to me. It's a great question.
Doesn't
I mean, it's not for me.
No.
Yeah, no. Great to watch,
I'll
but no.
I'll stick to my very inactive lifestyle.
I've just never been attracted to boxing.
Same. Yeah. Same with wrestling. Not interested. Boxing, not interested.
It's very different going. I find that with, like, most sport, like soccer and stuff. The whole vibe is just
soccer
else.
And football I can get behind, but boxing is just not one of them.
I mean, I could watch it probably live, like you said, but never to do the sport.
See, I hate seeing people, like, be beat up and whatnot, so maybe that's why it's against me.
Yeah, could well be.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
So a guy's been charged in relation to that house fire at East Maitland, Jess.
Yeah, so fireys were called to Laws Street early yesterday morning to a house fire. The house was pretty badly damaged. A 28-year-old man who was there was treated for smoke inhalation and minor burns as well. And sadly, when fireys did put the fire out and they were able to get in there, they found the bodies of two cats inside the house.
Poor sweetheart.
Yeah, which is really sad.
Awful.
And apparently,
throw him away. Look away the key. Just putting it out there.
What was that?
Meg's just playing justice right
look,
now.
Look, you guys, throw the key away. Oh, I can't help it. It's like when you watch a movie and an animal passes away, you just can't. Yeah.
Yeah. Humans die, fine. Dogs die, I'm not fine.
No,
not
I can't fine. Deal.
And this particular house fire, turns out it was arson. So a 44-year-old man was arrested on Raymond Terrace Road yesterday. He faces court today.
Quick acting from the police.
Oh, yeah.
That is quick.
Wow.
And then, of course, you went along to do the reporting at the boxing, yeah?
Yes, this was really good. We had heaps of local boxers on Saturday at that big No Limit Boxing fight night, which was really nice to see. Unfortunately, one of the bigger fights of the night didn't end so great for our Newcastle guy, Darkin Dryden. Couldn't quite get it over Nikita Zhu. He ended up knocking him out. He's Darkin's dad, who's also his trainer, ended up going, you know what, he's not going back out to fight. He's been knocked in the head one too many times.
Yep.
Toronto's Blake Minto lost his fight as well. So did Beresfield's Dan Murray. But late Macquarie's Amber Amelia knocked out her opponent in the first round. And for the guys, Bryce Jones and Jack Trezeter, both from Newey, won their bouts on Saturday afternoon.
We were talking about this off air before about the excitement and the experience and all that kind of stuff, because I don't really understand boxing. Mm. The idea of two people just bashing each other.
I think you understand it perfectly. That's
like,
what it is.
Yeah, I just don't understand the entertainment value of it. It's just a personal thing. Like, it's probably great in the moment. Mm. But the idea of watching two people beat the shit out of each other, I don't understand.
That's all. Well, yeah, that's what it is. You know, it's just controlled fighting, if you will.
Basically.
But as you said, someone got knocked out. Why would you willingly put yourself in that situation?
I mean, and when we say knocked out, like in the case of Duck and Dryden, he was knocked out, but he was still conscious.
He wasn't,
like, knocked out cold.
See, that's when I hear knockout, I think you got knocked out cold.
Yeah, no, so...
Oh, okay. Well, see, this is probably why I should watch a boxing match here.
Once again, you're not understanding it.
No.
In my not much knowledge, my very basic knowledge, basically, like, if you can't be in the ring and defend yourself and put your hands up and protect yourself,
you're out.
Fight back.
So that's a knockout.
Yeah, knocked out.
Ah, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you should know what I'm talking about before I actually drag a sport through the mud.
Well, possibly. Yeah, there's that. Only if you want.
Nah.
You live your own life, mate.
I'll continue to be clueless for the rest of my life.
Don't let society tell you what to do.
I am a perfect mess, let me tell you. The Novo's Halloween
Party. The Star Hotel, with live function room hire and free live entertainment every Friday and Saturday night. 105.3 New FM.
Now, the tickets for this, Creevo, went off all weekend.
Oh, people are just absolutely frothing this,
Lots of people got their hands on some double passes. Mm. Lots of costume ideas. A lot of people saying, nah, I'm ugly enough, I don't need a costume.
Oh.
That's not a thing.
What a stitch up.
We think you're beautiful.
Yeah.
We want you to dress up.
Well, it depends.
Scary.
You know, maybe you are ugly.
Maybe. I did have someone message me saying I'm just going to come buck naked. That would terrify some people. And I'm like, that's a possibility, but you never know.
They're doing like the helicopter and stuff,
yes,
are they?
Exactly. So what we want is all the Newcastle spookiest people essentially to join us for our Halloween party in a couple of weeks' time.
Or you could just come along in your costume and have a good time.
Yes, a couple of drinks, or as old mate said, potions, complimentary potions, if you will. DJ Mike James going to be there spinning party tunes.
Mike James. Yes. I keep forgetting that he's coming
along. I know.
Along.
That's why I keep bringing it up. Just to hype you up.
Oh, what
a thrill. It's all going down at the Star Hotel in town on the 28th of October. Big thanks to those guys for hooking us up with a great venue. Four Pines getting involved as well with a couple of kegs.
Absolutely crushing
cocktails.
It.
And also, we're giving away on the night a getaway to the Hunter Valley.
Oh, jeez, you want to win that. Imagine you already won tickets.
Yep.
You got a free drink and then you won a holiday.
Yeah, hanging out with us as well.
What? It's just like, winning on winning.
Right?
I can hardly believe we're doing as much as we're doing.
In fact,
I feel like we should take some of it back.
Well, we are taking a couple of winners today.
Of course.
We'll give away some tickets today, yeah?
You can win today. You could probably win tomorrow if you want.
You know what? We have the possibility to do that.
Oh, we're absolutely out of control here. And it's just the way it is.
If you want to get involved with the Novo's Halloween party, your chance to win right across our show.
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience,
yeah.
Right?
You're waking up with the Novo's, Meg and Creevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Got to ask you, Creevo, when you were single back in the day,
were
you a fan of the one-night stand?
No.
No? Not your thing?
No.
No. Well, Megan Barton Hansen, she was on Love Island. She's an influencer now, of course.
Yeah.
She's come out with the ultimate guide to mastering the one-night stand.
Mastering it. Okay.
Like, I don't know if that is in, like, an honorary doctorate you can get for mastering the one-night stand, but apparently she's got all the details.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you went out on the weekend, possibly had a one-night stand and didn't really work out very well, guess what? Next weekend,
you're going to smash
it with this plan.
Yeah. Well, this sounds like some good information.
One-night stands, Creevo, you said before, not your thing?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just didn't love it.
No?
Yeah.
Did you at least have one? One or two?
Oh,
surely?
Yeah, along the journey.
Yeah.
God,
in my 20s, that was my main thing. Like, I didn't really want a relationship or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I tried the one-night stand thing a fair bit. And Megan Barton Hansen, she was on Love Island. She's a bit of an influencer now.
Right.
Has come out with this guide to having successful one-night stands.
Is her top tips.
Yeah. So some people can... I've been in the situation where I met someone out and updating them. That's not the ideal situation from a one-night stand.
Not one of her top tips.
No, no, no. So the first one, of course, is be safe during your one-night stand.
Yeah, of course.
We're talking, obviously, contraception and also letting people know where you are.
Because, what do you mean? Like,
if you're
in the room and it's dark, I'm over here.
Exactly.
Marco. If you follow.
That's the exact situation. Yeah. But also letting your friends know.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like,
of course
taking a photo or something of the person, or like screenshotting their social media profile if you meet them and you like follow them on Instagram or something, and tell your friends where you are.
Right. Okay. Good tip. Good
because
tip.
Because we all know.
Stay safe.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah.
Be clear about what you want and what you don't want, because the last thing you want to do is you're hell-bent on going in for the one-night stand, that person that you're having a one-night stand with wants a relationship.
Ooh, no.
Obviously, things are going to get a bit grey.
Yeah, avoid.
Avoid, avoid. Next one, don't feel pressured into doing something you don't want to do. Let's face it, you just met this
person. That's a classic, yeah.
Exactly, you just met this person.
Don't need
to impress them that much. Yeah. You're probably never going to see them again.
Yeah.
limit your drinking if you're going to be doing this. Now, the problem is for me, normally it only happened after a few lemonades.
Okay. Well, you've already messed that one up.
So
then.
If I'm going to do this in the future, I apparently need to not go out.
Limit the drinking.
With the drinking.
Yeah.
Don't overthink things.
Okay.
Because sometimes you can think, oh, they're judging me for this, they're judging me for that. Guess what? You're never going to see them again. Don't worry about it.
It's a one-time thing. It's right there in the name.
And the one thing that she really, really hones in on, don't fake it. There's no point in faking it because you don't need to worry about their feelings.
Well, that's absolutely true. You just live your life by your own rules.
Right. I find that very interesting as well. Like, just don't fake it because it doesn't really matter. If you hurt their feelings, it doesn't matter. You're never going to see them again. My only concern is with that kind of stuff. If you do meet them at a pub you regularly go to,
you might run into them again.
That's happened to me.
Really?
Yes.
How often?
Maybe once or twice.
Oh, that's not much. Maybe. You're all right.
When I first became single.
It's not like every time you're at the pub, I know you and you.
No, well, I actually, over the weekend, I went to Hamo Station. I did run into someone.
Oh, the stage? Have you gone to the stage? That's a surprise.
I did see an ex one-night stand there, and you do the polite, nod.
You don't give him a high five or
absolutely
anything?
Absolutely not. And he was chatting some other chick up too, and I'm like, well, you know, you're doing the right thing, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah, well, who's that aimed at? Him or her?
No. Well, you know what? Power to you, babe.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do your sister.
See, a good-looking guy at least.
He's all right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's all right.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Meg, up next, we're talking beauty. You know I'm all about beauty products.
You are. You have the ultimate skincare regime.
Oh, tell
you.
Yeah.
You go to Sephora and drop a mozza.
You know it. There's one guy who's got a new line of beauty products, all the makeup and everything. Mm. I said guy there.
I love guys who wear makeup. I'm sorry, but it is so attractive.
How about this guy? Ozzy Osbourne.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think in beauty and makeup? Do you normally think him?
I do not.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. Ozzy Osbourne. You wouldn't think him as a beauty ambassador. I'd normally think people like Kylie Jenner or Jennifer Aniston, if you're from the 90s.
He's doing billboards for Sephora now.
It seems so. He's got his own line of beauty products, all of the different eyeshadows and blushes and powders, brushes even.
Brushes?
Yeah.
Made out of bat wings or something?
Yeah, have a look. There's a picture of a bunch of it.
Oh, I like this.
All the palettes.
This is sick.
But the thing is, though, Meg, when I see Ozzy Osbourne, I don't think the face of beauty. I think the face of a roasted potato cooked in lard. I mean,
that is a very interesting description of Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, look at him. I mean, I don't think he's not like a shining beauty. I think he's got the wrong, I don't know, line of products.
I get it, though, because looking at the line of products, like, they're in coffin-shaped. Like, it's not him designing makeup. It's his name on it. That's all it is.
Are you saying he's sold out?
I think he might
have
sold out.
Because I certainly am.
And he sold out in 2002 when he started doing the Osbournes on MTV.
I mean,
maybe
this is because he's moved back to England, hasn't he?
I think so.
This is his way of funding the trip. You know, because for them, moving expenses would be very high.
Exactly.
Because, you know, they've got to move all of their stuff.
Yeah.
Which after 20-something years in America would be quite the accumulation.
I think so. Now, just having a quick look at the makeup. So, you've got an eyeshadow palette that's in the shape of a coffin. You've got looks like a beauty cream in a jar with skulls on it. You've got temporary tattoos. It looks like eyeliner in the... it looks like a cigarette packet.
Yeah, all of that. And like you said, he's just put his name on things and said to the product designers, go wild, I've got my paycheck already. I actually don't care what you do.
I don't mind the colours in the eyeshadow palette because they're very like emo-esque, goth-esque. So definitely for me.
I just can't get over why this man with a boiled cabbage leaf as a face has decided to get into beauty. It's the wrong person.
It's, you know what, but you get the people who love the culture and they will buy anything with his name on it. Like,
that's true.
Like,
that's exactly where they're playing into.
Exactly.
People that will just buy anything that he says is his.
To be fair, My Chemical Romance came out with a makeup palette and I nearly dropped a mozza on it because it was My Chemical Romance.
How much did you pay for it?
I didn't buy it.
I nearly did.
Well, I'm saving for the festival, so I was trying to be sensible.
Oh, right. They got you at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you'll buy it eventually.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt in my mind. But same situation. It was all the emo colours and all that kind of stuff.
It just has their name on it.
He's marketed himself to a certain demographic, and I bet you any money that will sell out.
Sell out?
Yes.
Look at it. I don't know.
Tattoos, not so great. The brushes look like pretty shitty quality, but I could be wrong.
Once again, he's got you because it's got his name on it.
I'm not buying this one. I'll leave the My Chemical Romance one. Thank you very
much. That's enough for you.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Oh, yes, Monday vibes. Good morning, Tyler.
Morning.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Surprisingly dry. I was expecting to have a flooded front yard, but it just didn't happen, did it?
Yesterday just threw me through a loop. I looked outside and went, is that blue?
Yeah, it was.
Know,
it's meant to be
weird,
depressing,
right?
As hell.
I know. I was out there suntanning. It was lovely.
Oh, where are you now?
I was on the front deck for everyone to see.
That's
a bit of fun. Why do it anywhere else?
Exactly. It's the Waratah Manor. It's what it's built for.
It's becoming known as the go-to place in Waratah, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, on the other side of this, we are playing 5 in 10. Very easy game, my friends. All you have to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the category and the topic that we give you today. Awesome prize, double pass to see the movie of your choice at Reading Cinemas. Go to the movies on us.
Free movie tickets.
How good.
That is brilliant.
If you want to play 5 in 10, the lines are open. We've got a couple of lines available. 13, 10, 09. We're going to play.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Meg and Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
Easiest game on the planet, Crevo. Name 5 things in 10 seconds.
I know.
Yourself a double pass to the movie of your choice at Reading Cinemas in Charlestown. Very easy. I'm going to spin the wheel to get today's category. Let's do it.
Round and round it goes.
Hot. Yes. Oh, we're on my favourite music.
Oh,
I love this.
This is good. Meg's happy.
Let's go to the phone.
Let's do it. It's Spencer in Karua. How you doing, man? That's the way. You're up and about for a Monday, aren't you?
What
is Spencer's topic, Crevo?
All right, let's do the first one. The first one is Ed Sheeran songs.
Okay, you've got 10 seconds to name 5 Ed Sheeran songs. Your time starts now.
Back to you.
Oh, Spencer. Bugger.
Only 2. See,
you know
we needed 5.
There's a couple more. He's got a couple more.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Better luck next time, Spencer.
Hey, back tomorrow, though.
Yeah, that's
got
it.
Got a chance to win.
Now, Meg, of course you've heard about, a little while ago, the poo jogger.
Oh, she was causing some issues, wasn't she?
And then there was another one before that, too, wasn't
there? The copycat.
There? Yeah, that's what the copycat poo jogger. I forgot about that. Well, there's a new one, a new poo-based criminal. Forget the poo jogger. This is the drive-by pooper.
All right, details on the other side of this.
Meg and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
days.
And I'm surprised this story didn't make the news with Jess. I mean, yeah? I know it's not in Newcastle and the Hunter, but it's only 2 hours away down in Sydney.
Local-ish.
Stanmore. It's a little suburb in Sydney, sort of, I don't know, kind of a cool suburb.
Near the city, but a little bit to the right.
To the right. I don't know. Yeah, west, to the west a little bit. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Residents in the city of, in the suburb of Stanmore woke up to, and this is me just quoting the paper, an unpleasant and smelly surprise on their doorstep because a guy has pooed in a laneway and driven off. They're calling him the drive-by pooper.
In the laneway.
So, of course, right, he's thought he's in the clear, but there's CCTV video of him pulling up in his, I think it's a Toyota Corolla hatchback, so one of the most common cars in Sydney. Good luck finding that. At around quarter to five in the morning, so he thought no one would be watching, no one would know. Gets out of this car, this is all on the video, stands between the wall of a house and his vehicle, so he's made a little sort of gap, if you will, drops his, and I love this, light-coloured trousers, they're going to show stains, and then he squats down and basically, pops one out, cuts off a log.
So I understand in this situation, you said about quarter to five in the morning, right? Most of your dining, like Macca's, don't open till six.
Here's the thing.
So obviously he's had to
Here's the thing, because just a few hundred metres down the road, there's a 24-hour Macca's.
Yeah, but a lot of the times, the 24-hour Macca's, they're only 24 hours through the drive-thru. You can't access the actual store.
Oh, no, I think in Sydney you can get it anyway. Yeah. Look,
I'm trying to give him reason.
I think he's just one of these people that wants to do a drive-by poop.
Like, I understand the need to go. I fully understand that, fully get it, but there are limitations on what you where you should be doing this.
Now,
it's not like pulling up into a laneway and doing a cheeky whiz. No. Poop's a different...
I know.
It's a different ball game.
In 2018, we, of course, remember the Brisbane business executive who was in charge with public nuisance because he was known as the poo jogger.
Yes.
And he was photographed by locals defecating on a sidewalk. Then, a year later, remember there was the one that pooed on Roxy Jacenko's house?
Yes.
Or office or something?
I remember at one point, were they accusing her of doing it?
That's right. Obviously she wouldn't.
Like, just to get a name in the paper.
And then I love, because of course, you know, journalists love to interview local residents.
Of course, because this is the story that makes headlines.
It's disgusting. It's a lovely street lined with Heritage Terraces, kids playing and riding their bikes.
At 5 o'clock in the morning, nobody's doing that.
Human feces shouldn't be on any street, she told the Daily Mail.
Oh, my God.
Something needs to be done. What are they going to do? You just got to get it cleaned up.
Can you imagine if they find out who this guy is, though?
Oh, look, the thing is, right, they can't see the number plates.
Oh.
So there's a full...
Yes, because as I keep saying, security cameras have not developed
in the last
20 years.
Oh, the thing is, though, the rest of it is pretty clear.
Yeah.
Like, it's a... But a Toyota Corolla hatchback, good luck finding who that is.
In Sydney.
And a bloke who has beige pants who drives a Corolla hatchback.
Were they chinos by any chance?
That's
most likely.
All of them.
Well, you know what, mate? I think your privacy is quite safe for now.
Yeah.
Until someone really does recognise he was wearing that out the other night.
He's a very, very, like, standard kind of guy.
Yeah.
They're never going to find out who it was.
No. Good luck to you, mate.
Don't be
doing this on any more laneways with heritage buildings and kids riding in the street, because the neighbours are not going to be happy with you.
Drive-by pooping is not good.
No.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The No-Hos. New FM.
Jess, what's these details about this app with the speed camera detection?
So apparently there's been this app around for like 5 years that the state government created called the Speed Advisor app, and it like tracks where, like, what the speed is where you're going, and it tells you if you're going over that speed limit, but now it, like, verbally says, hey, you're going over the speed limit, or there's a speed camera coming up.
Oh, I'm into this.
That's really clever.
Yeah.
Mm. So do you have this, Jess?
No, I just downloaded it this morning to see what it was.
Yeah. To see what it was, you've never speeded before?
I received my third or fourth speeding fine a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Jess, what were you doing, 10 over?
Yeah, it was not much, but it was enough to cover fine.
Well, you shouldn't be, so speeding.
I know.
But you know what? That's really good, though. The app is quite good for that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just puts you into check.
Exactly. Saying,
you are going over.
Did you say you're third or fourth this year?
Not this year.
Oh, right.
I have never got one.
Never.
Oh, well done.
I've only had my license over since I was 25, so.
Actually, I don't think I've got a speeding fine either.
Yeah?
Oh, no, I've gotten one.
Well,
years
I'm going to get one now.
Years ago,
I'll report tomorrow. I'll log into my app and I'll say, you've got a speeding fine.
Years ago, I got one, yeah. It was like one of those roads where you think it's something else than it is.
Any excuse. Hey, up next, we're talking the nicknames that you had as a kid or a teenager maybe and how you got them. So at the pub over the weekend, everyone's like, because my name's Meg.
Yeah.
My actual name's Megan. They're like, well, your nickname's Meg. And I'm going, it's not what I used to get called growing up. Like, what was your nickname growing up? I've told you this, Creepo, and you were a little bit horrified. So my sisters, because I was a pudgy kid, let's be real, still am. My nickname was Oompa.
What, as in the...
The Oompa Loompa.
Actually awful.
They used to spell it differently to make me feel better. So it was U-M-P-A, not double O-M-P-A. But as growing up, it was just Oompa. So when we used to go out, Oompa.
And are you serious?
Yeah, and then when I hit 18, it just became a term of endearment to a degree. They got me a dog tag for my 18th birthday with Oompa engraved into it. Like...
They were sticking to it.
We had Oompa and Snowman on stick legs because I had thin legs and a fat stomach, so they had that as well.
My God.
But Oompa was the main one. 13, 10, and 9, what nickname did you have as a kid or a teenager, and how did you get it?
Or do you have one, like, on the work site now?
Yeah.
Like, is this, you know, tradies often they give nicknames to each other. And we'd love to hear the origin stories.
Yes.
How did you get that nickname? The more interesting, the better.
Yeah. Every caller who gets to air today in the draw for a $50 fuel card, by the way.
Oh, free petrol.
Free petrol for just, letting us know your nickname.
Just for telling us that.
Yeah. We'll take your calls. 13, 10, 9. Get involved.
That's not my name.
Asking on 13, 10, 9, what nickname did you get and how did you get it? So my nickname growing up was Oompa. U-M-P-A. Spelled differently to an Oompa Loompa, but it was because I was a fat kid.
How offensive.
Nah, we used to we used to call my sister Clown Feet because she had big feet. Not as bad as Oompa.
I mean, you're still talking about it 20 years later.
I know, but like it was a term of endearment after I hit like 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the first 20 years, it doesn't sound like it was, though.
Let's go to the phones. Jordan is in Mayfield. Hey, Jordan.
Hi.
Hi. What was your nickname growing up and how did you get it?
Well, throughout high school, I was referred to as Nipples.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be very self-explanatory, isn't it?
Well, it's not what you think it was.
Okay.
So my last name very much sounds like Nipples. So I had moved high schools and I introduced myself as my name, and they misheard my last name, and she goes, Nipples, and it stuck, and everyone laughed, and this is what I was called all throughout high school.
Oh, my God.
Oh, at least it's not as bad. It was like a nip slip situation.
Yeah, that's what you think would happen.
That's what
but
I thought it
not.
Was going to be.
Joshua has got in touch on Instagram and said, one of my last jobs I had gave me the nickname Rubik's because I was as wide as I was deep.
Oh. All right, mate. Well done to you, I guess. Hey, Joe's in Cessnock. Hey, Joe.
How you going?
Hey, good. What nickname did you have and how did you get it?
Back in high school, I was the first of my friends to move out. I left home at 16 and so I was supporting myself. And so in high school, I was quite, you know, not well off like my friends were because they had their parents, so they nicknamed me Povo Joe.
Oh, Joe!
Jeez, that's a bit rough. How are you going these days?
Yeah, a bit better.
Good to hear.
Oh, mate. What did you say when they started calling you that?
I just laughed. I agreed with him because it was, you know, like, but they had no idea, and it was even the number plates for my first car. I had Povo written on them.
No, you did not. Oh, that's incredible.
If you're getting personalised plates, you're doing all right in life.
Maybe I need personalised plates with Oompa on them.
I don't know, Meg.
It's been a while.
I think you should leave that.
It's been a while since they've called me that because my nieces call me Auntie Meg. Everyone just calls me Auntie Meg now. That's my nickname throughout my family. Even all the adults go, Auntie Meg.
Well, even, yeah.
I mean, Oompa has been rested for now.
I think you should rest it for good.
Nah.
It's time to let that one go. Nah. It's time to go. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's coming up?
Oh, my God, you guys, I finally went and saw Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, yes.
A full movie review coming up next. What's the gossip in the bin?
I love this. All right, details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, scrap that. We're doing a movie review. Let's do this thing, Tyler.
Well, this is still goss, you know.
Yeah,
it's basically a wrap-up of the last 3 months that we've been talking about Don't Worry, Darling, right?
Yeah, all the drama, all the tea that has been spilt over this movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I have a two-word review for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's shit.
Oh, don't do that to me. I've been looking forward to this.
Isn't it Harry Styles with his kid off?
Oh, yeah. Meg, go watch it.
Yeah,
it's still good, but I would like to delve deeper if you'd allow me.
All right, sure.
It is the most bonkers movie I've seen in a long time. Like, so wild. So Florence Pugh plays Alice, Harry Styles plays Jack, and it kind of is a nothing movie. Like, but you know that raunchy scene we were talking about?
Yes.
It is early in the piece, right off the bat, in one of the opening scenes. So Alice is cooking Jack a roast, lays it all nicely out on the dining table.
Is that what you're calling it?
No. She got
it. Come have a look at this slices of roast beef. Is that it?
Yuck. No. No.
Anyway,
maybe. I mean, if that's what you want to call it.
Look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
I didn't see
it. Do you
want
to let Tyler do the review, mate?
I wish we could.
I'm just asking questions.
No, you don't see any of Harry's appendage, but you kind of do see Florence, like, opening her legs nice and wide. Anyway.
Yep.
She cooks Jack a roast. She lays it all nicely out on the table, and then it all just goes to waste because they just do the whole wiping it off the table and they just go to town on each other.
Does he not understand how long she's been in the kitchen preparing that meal for him?
And that's kind of the basis of the film, is that the men go away to work on this secret project and the women must stay at home and stay away from... It's not even they can't even go out to the desert. They're like, it's based in a desert. You can't go anywhere. It's really bizarre.
Okay.
No spoilers, anyway.
No.
Yeah, of course.
About 3/4 through of the film, Harry Styles turns American and poor, which is so weird. Like, it just...
Yeah.
His accent changes. He lives in America. He's, like, really skinny and got long hair and got all this growth, and it just doesn't even look like him. But because he's so pretty, it just looks so staged because he's too hot to look poor and ugly, you know?
Yes. I can see it. I can see this.
He's just not the best actor, you guys. He's just a pretty boy. He's really only there to look pretty.
Even in the music video, there was some questionable behaviour.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's all 3:30. And the other people in it do a lot of the work, and it's told exactly how to stand.
I'm still going to see it, though.
Please do it. But just know that Shia LaBeouf would have been way better than Harry Styles.
Like Shia LaBeouf.
Neither do I, but I really think that Shia LaBeouf really would have, like, he really taps into the characters,
To be fair, the real reason I want to go see it is because of Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah.
If it was anybody else, I wouldn't be talking about this movie.
It's just a really bizarre movie that it was like a roller coaster of emotions the whole way through. Loved it. 10 out of 10. It was great, but it was so weird.
Okay.
So weird.
And 10 out of 10 from producer Tyler. Weird. He's just going to go in like, still shit.
But shit. Who knows what's going on?
That gives me
zero information. No.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
I can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help. The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
All right. Have you heard about this proposal, Meg, to release the adult Happy Meals?
I've heard this around social media at the moment. Is it actually coming into effect, or...?
So... So apparently the adult Happy Meals are even stressing out the workers at McDonald's because it hasn't happened yet, but it's looking like it's going to.
Is it here in Australia or somewhere else?
Still in America at the moment. Right.
Okay.
But there's a chance it'll come here. Now, of course, this has got us talking about what toys could be in there.
Yes, because that's the whole point of getting a Happy Meal.
Is the toy,
because,
right?
Because let's be real, if you're going to get... The average Happy Meal is a nugget meal or a cheeseburger meal, right?
Yeah.
You could just get yourself a small meal and call it a day.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And it's probably a lot cheaper than the Happy Meal.
Oh, you're paying a premium for the toy. When it's the kid's Happy Meal,
yeah.
Right? It's a tiny little toy. Usually it's not that brilliant. Mm. But as a kid,
people
you think it's amazing,
them.
Right?
People collect them. A friend of mine in high school had a whole display cabinet.
Really?
Filled with Macca's toys.
Really?
Yes, a display cabinet.
That's...
it was pride of place in her house.
That's obsession.
Yes.
That is. But this is what we want to do. 13:10:09, what toy do you want to see in the adult Happy Meal?
I like this.
We're opening up the ideas box here because...
You open up your Happy Meal box, you rummage around for your fries, and there's a little toy in there. What do you want it to be?
You know what I want?
Yeah.
An angle grinder. Battery angle grinder.
Interesting.
Because I really want one.
Yeah.
But I'm not buying one, but imagine there's one in a Happy
Maybe
Meal.
Maybe a little Bluetooth speaker or something.
Okay, that's your idea.
Interesting.
All right, that's what we'll go
Play
for.
Some music while you're eating your Maccas.
13:10:09, what toy should be in the adult Happy Meal? Best callers on air today in the draw for a fuel card.
How good.
Free petrol, just tell us what toy you want. 13:10:09.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. All right, so this is what we're asking. What do you want to see in the adult Happy Meal? Now, this is in America. We don't have it here yet, but it'll probably come here.
Yeah.
And, of course, people are talking about the toy.
Yes.
Because, you know, you get a toy, that's the whole point of a Happy Meal.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
That's the enticement factor.
That's right.
I said before, why not just get a normal meal, a small cheeseburger meal? Sarah's hit us up on Instagram and said, fun fact, Happy Meals are actually cheaper than a small cheeseburger meal, and you get a drink upgrade to a shake for no extra cost.
This is...
I didn't know this.
I did not
Thank
know
you,
that
Sarah,
at all.
Changed my life.
I know. I had some other toy ideas. I was thinking maybe the mini bottles of booze you get from a mini bar.
Well, it's funny you say that because Nicola has hit us up with a voice message on Instagram.
Sleep mask and a bottle of vodka.
Oh.
Also Kmart vouchers.
Right?
Kmart
voucher.
Yeah. People would love that, wouldn't they?
Emma has also sent through a voice note.
Maybe a fuel voucher or little bottles of alcohol. That'd be awesome.
The mini bottles. Great minds think alike.
You can send us voice notes whenever you want as well, at the Novos _ on Instagram. Now, you were saying you want a mini angle grinder in
yours? Yes, because I always wanted one, and it's just one of those things you don't buy for yourself. You know, everyone's thinking that. The other thing that would be great is your AirPods, because they're always going missing.
They're not putting AirPods in a $12 Happy Meal.
You never know, Meg, right? McDonald's has heaps of money.
This is true.
They've got the budget.
It's so funny, though, because I was reading a Reddit thread about this the other day, and it's not just me.
Yeah.
When I hear the term adult Happy Meal, I'm thinking adult toys.
Are you now?
Yes.
Is there a specific type you'd want to see in there?
Well, to be fair, you'd have to think, because normally with the Happy Meal, 20 years ago, you had the girl's toy and the boy's toy.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So, you would obviously, for girls, it would be a certain type of toy. For the guy, it would be a certain type of toy. But, could you imagine if they did implement that?
Question, Meg. Question.
Yeah.
Do you think it comes in the same size box?
I did have a look at the box for the... It's actually bigger.
Okay, so there's plenty of room.
Plenty of room.
Is it longer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, there you go.
You have
plenty of room.
Go have a quick look. Trust me.
Room to fit any type of toy like that.
To be fair, it is a bigger meal because it is...
Of course.
You know...
You could fit a bigger toy.
You could.
Plenty of room in there.
But imagine if it wasn't to your liking, though.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah.
You'd have to go back, because it is random.
Sometimes they get the toy wrong, don't they?
They do, but the thing is, it is random. Yeah. Normally, when it comes to the Macca's toy, if they're doing like a thing for throw it out there, Sesame Street, mm-hmm. you might get an Elmo or a Grouch or a Grover or whatever. So there are multiple different ones. Is this going to be a gotta collect them all kind of thing?
Well, I guess it will be. Mm. It's the only way you can get the one you want.
Exactly. Hey, on the other side of this, you might have seen this story over the weekend. A guy has proposed to his girlfriend at a baseball game, right?
Mm.
The ring, not ideal. When I say not ideal, it wasn't even made out of metal.
Oh,
yeah.
Some sort of like rock from an asteroid or something, is it?
Alternative materials used for this engagement ring, and she's not happy.
Some blokes just stuff it up,
don't they know how to do it. Hey, details on the other side of the baby, I think I want to marry you. Well, turns out this chick does not want to marry her. Well, not even fiancé, I guess. this guy from New York has proposed to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Beautiful moment at a baseball game. So is that a thing at sporting events where people get engaged?
It's big in America because there's often that camera
the kiss cam.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And then, you're down on one knee, are you? Very original.
Now, this guy, he's got down on one knee to propose to the girlfriend. She's all excited. He opens the ring box. And normally you expect to see maybe a gold or a silver diamond ring. Nah. It's a ring pop. The rings with the lollies on the end of them.
Oh, God.
Now, she is mortified, slaps him.
Slaps him?
Yes.
Oh, now, there's no need for violence.
No.
And I always say that. I don't think there's ever a need for that.
Right, so she wasn't happy.
Mm.
Wasn't happy with this at all.
You can just say, get stuffed, mate.
Yeah, see, the thing is, though, you say this. Mm. If my future partner or whatever proposed to me with a ring pop, I would laugh in a good way and absolutely say yes.
Really?
I think that is so bloody cute.
Are you partial to a ring pop, Meg?
I love a ring pop.
Really?
I love a ring pop. Now, the thing is, we were talking about this yesterday, right? And Tyler, you were like, absolutely not. This is disgusting. How dare he ruin the moment? The thing is, I've already had the romantic proposal before.
Yeah, but this girl might not have had the romantic proposal before.
Maybe that's why I don't care about it. I had the romantic proposal. My ex-fiancé, Josh, he proposed to me at Hunter Valley Zoo in front of some eclectus birds. Really sweet, beautiful. I've had that moment. I don't need it again.
Nah.
Ring pop, go for gold, babe.
Nah.
I think that, you know, she is going to get another proposal from a different man.
I think so. She was not happy.
And this is the thing. This is what I said to you guys as well. If he's joking about something as special as a proposal, what else is he joking about in their everyday lives?
Now, the thing is, though, he had the main ring in his pocket.
Yeah, sucked in. He didn't get to give it to her, did
he? There was a secondary ring, and obviously she...
Oh, see, that's funny then. If she doesn't get that joke and enjoy it...
But how was she to know?
Yeah.
If she really knew a partner, she would have known he was joking.
She's now... I'm turned on her now.
Yeah.
I'm off her now.
Because she went really, like, aggro. Yeah, wasn't happy with
the fact that she slapped him as well.
Yeah,
nah,
not
gone.
Idea. I don't think it was a full-on slap. I think it was more of a just a, like, what are you doing? I think it was a jacket involved.
Oh, doesn't matter.
But still, not encouraging that kind of behaviour at all.
I'm off
but
her now.
You're off her. You switched.
Yeah, I thought she didn't have... I thought he didn't have a real...
She's
a rotter now.
He's still put her on show. I'm still teaming with her.
You know what?
The
thing is, obviously with a ring pop, it's going to have an expiry date. So regardless if I do get proposed to with a ring pop next time around, if there is a next time around, we're going to have to go get a replacement ring every so often.
Yeah, so when it runs, like it goes out of date, you get a new one.
Get a new one.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah, I don't mind
that
idea.
And much more affordable as well, actually, now you mention it.
Ring pop, you know, I think with the ring pops in particular, you get them from those little, you put the 20 cents in.
Vending machine type thing.
Yeah. And it's a mystery.
Just
maybe he had no intention of getting her a ring pop, but...
Every male around the Hunter in Newcastle at the moment, just know that not every woman would like a ring pop as an engagement. Don't take this as any ideas to start buying these as a future engagement prop.
You know what, guys? Apparently, I have low standards. Thank you very much.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
I'm getting myself ready for the copious amount of gigs I'll be attending when I hit Vegas next week. Fly out next week.
Isn't that amazing? And you've got an event or a gig on every day, don't you?
Pretty much.
Of not the really. 2 weeks.
Not every day, but every weekend, yeah.
Wow.
Gigs left, right and centre.
You're mad for
it. At this stage, possibly 3 festivals.
Yep.
In like a 2 week period, but so crazy. I need to get my body into training mode. And one of my favorite bands were playing at the Blackie on Saturday night, All Access. They used to be like this 80s cover band, right? Called All Access 80s. And then they decided to change it up a little bit and did All Access Punked.
So they're sort of, yeah, they do all cover songs from that theme.
From that genre, if you will. Now, All Access Punked, for me, it's Offspring, Green Day, Good Charlotte, Simple Plan, all of this old school pop punk goodness that I'm obsessed with. Now, my mum used to take me to a lot of these gigs when I was a teenager. And then when I hit my 20s, I started going to 80s gigs with her. She decided to come along with me to my one on Saturday night.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, you and your mum had a double date. Yeah. Had a date on the weekend.
We go to gigs together all the time. Normally, though, they're of music of her decade.
Yeah, this is your turn.
This is my turn. So this is the stuff I was listening to as a teenager, living my best life. Mum was out there dancing with me. It was really cool. Going to give you the details on the other side of this.
Oh, this is a bit of fun.
It was such a good night.
It's a gig.
Oh, yes. The Blackie on Saturday night. Such a great show. All Access Punked was on. And it was very interesting because, first of all, normally when I go to a gig with my mum...
how often does that happen?
Every so often. Yeah, like, right? Probably every couple of months or so we go to a gig together at Toronto Park.
That's cute.
Like, we go see the Angels or Ice House or John Paul Young or something like that. Normally, we don't see bands of my liking. Well, I do like them, but they're not of my generation, if you will.
You go along with her, not the other way.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I love that music as well, but I'm a mosh pit kind of girl. She's, you know... She likes to dance.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to the Blackie and it was very interesting because it kicked off and they're doing all this stuff that I'm just living my best life on. Normally as well, when Mum and I go to a gig, I'm the bar runner.
Yeah.
So I'm the one who always goes to the bar for us, all that kind of stuff. My mum was Dezo Driver. So I was the one who was having a couple of cheeky lemonades.
Yeah.
And I'm living my best life. And the thing was, it was so great because every second song they seemed to play was a cover of a band that I'm going to see in Vegas.
So you were... Next week. This was priming you up.
Right? So every time something started, like, because my mum was standing to the back a little bit because I was just... in my element.
Mm.
And she was still dancing and doing all that kind of stuff. But I'd run up to her and I'd shake her on the shoulder. I'm seeing them next week! Because I was a little bit drunk.
You were excited about the whole thing.
But it was so funny because Mum was like filming every so often. She goes, I've never seen you at a gig like really get into it. Like I did get into it before, but because this is my music, you don't hear this live very often. And then a girl comes up to me by the name of Jordan. She goes, I listen to you on the radio.
Oh, so you get...
Hello.
It's all happening for you.
Yeah, so what happened was...
Star-spotted.
The intermission kicked off, because they do a little bit of a break in between sets. And I said to Mum, I'm going to go to the bar for us. I'm going to get you a Coke, blah, 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 blah. Half an hour. And my mum comes and finds me. She goes, I thought something had happened to you. No. Me and Jordan have having a conversation at the bar.
Oh, you've got a new best friend.
I've got a new best BFF for life, let me tell you. It turns out she's actually marrying the bassist from All Access.
From the band that was
playing.
This
weekend, actually.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Congratulations. And it was so funny because Mum hasn't really dealt with me intoxicated while she hasn't been intoxicated.
Right.
So she knows what I'm like now. I make friends with people in the bathroom. I have full conversations, tell my whole life story to these random people.
You've got a whole lot of new best friends.
I do now. It was such a great gig and ended up, of course, going to Stash afterwards because as you do.
Oh, where else are you going to end up?
Where else am I going to go? But it was such a good gig and it was really cool to go with Mum because she Yeah, she went to gigs with me when I was a kid, as in she dropped me off and picked me up. Yeah. She wouldn't come with me. And she got to experience the joy that is pop punk.
She loved it. Yeah, that's great, Meg. But what a lovely night.
It was such a warm-up for Vegas. It really was.
You're primed and ready.
Big shout-out to the All Access guys. They always put on a great show.
There you go. You'll be getting free tickets next time,
yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully.
Hey, Meg, you know, on this show, I say a lot of, I'll do a lot of things and then don't do them.
Yes.
Because, you know, we sit on here on the mic for a couple of hours a day and you make promises, oh, I'll go and do that, I'll try that.
Yeah.
I've actually done something I said I was going to do.
Really?
This is groundbreaking stuff.
Okay.
We'll chat about it next.
Megan Crevo.
So, Meg, I always make commitments on this show and never keep them.
Yeah,
like,
you
I'll go do this thing that I've seen in the news and then never do it.
Mm.
It's part of my brand.
Of course.
Anyway.
Not following through with things, life choices.
Yeah, exactly. So occasionally I'll surprise everyone and do a thing.
Yes.
Right? So we've been banging on about something for a while. Now, Meg, you wanted to guess at this, right?
So on the board, I can see ice cream.
Yeah.
Right? Now, there's two things.
Yeah.
One, I gave you the story the other day about the ice cream with the olive oil and salt.
Yep.
That or the Macca's ice cream, the chocolate soft serve.
It is.
I'm assuming it's one of these two.
It is. It's the Macca's chocolate soft serve.
There you go. Now, are you going to give the olive oil one a go?
No, probably not.
Okay, probably not.
I said I would, but I won't. Anyway, what I experienced, though, was somebody's brain just melting down when I went through the drive-thru.
What do you mean?
So I went and ordered it. I said, I'll have it in the cone, please, because I don't want to commit to any more than that.
Yeah.
Might not be any good. Anyway, I pay the money, drive, because I'm going through the drive-thru.
Yep.
I go to the second window to pick it up, and they hand me the lid from a drink cup with a small pile of ice cream on it, like a poop emoji. And no,
I know this is a thing. And you can't do this.
Hang on. And there was no spoon. Just the lid.
Okay. So
I've ordered a cone.
Yeah.
And I've gotten a drink lid with a small amount of ice cream on it. And they were like, is that okay?
No.
I was like, I said no.
I want the cone.
I mean, it's as, imagine you order a small Coke.
Yeah.
And they've run out of cups, small cups. And instead of putting it in a larger cup, they put it in a Big Mac box.
But at the same time,
it's all leaking out all over. I mean, it's the equivalent of that. Who thinks that's okay?
Part of the joy of the cone is the cone itself.
Well, that's partly it.
It's part of the edible component.
I know that.
But it's like, hey, I'm going to give you a quarter pounder, but not give you the bun. Doesn't make sense.
I was like, am I being punked? Is Ashton Kutcher going to hop out of the bushes here in Mayfield? So I said, okay, there's no cone. Can you put it in a cup? And the person just looked at me like I was from a different planet. I was like, do you not understand what's happening here?
So did they give you any explanation as to why they didn't give you a cone?
Yeah, they said, we've ran out of cones.
Well, say that in the first place.
Like, why is a drink lid an appropriate replacement?
Because they don't. Okay, when you say a drink lid, so do you mean the one that's got holes in it?
It's like where you put a straw in.
This makes no sense.
The whole experience was the most bizarre I've ever been through.
I don't know why my brain went here, but when you said drink lid, I assumed it was a like a Sunday cup lid. But no, you're talking an actual drink lid that has holes in it and it's holding ice cream.
Nothing about the whole situation made any sense whatsoever.
I'm so confused.
I honestly thought I was being pranked.
What happened in the end?
Then they were like, is this okay? I was like, no, of course not. Yeah, put it in a cup or something.
Yes, put it in a Sunday cup.
Like anything, a proper thing to hold some sort of liquid or ice cream.
Yes.
And then they handed it to me with no spoon. I'm like, what is actually going on here?
They really don't want you to enjoy your chocolate soft serve.
Anyway,
okay, what about the verdict on the ice cream itself, apart from the debacle of getting it?
That was perfectly good, but I was in so much shock from the whole situation, I didn't really know what was going on.
Now, will you go back for ice cream?
Not to that particular place, because I don't think they understand how things work in the world.
In a device to hold it that has holes and then not giving you a spoon.
I know. I'm like, listen, teenager, get off TikTok and start thinking with your brain.
Oh, my God. Nah, pass.
Yeah.
Pass.
That's all I've got to say on this.
It makes no sense.
I know. I was there. All right.
Okay. Now I can understand your debacle.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Creeper. I'm going to be in shock about that all day.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Creeper.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos.
We are a dysfunctional family on this show. Oh. We argue about everything.
I know.
And it came to a head on Friday because Jess was talking about doing a games night with her friends.
Yeah.
And you brought up the classic game, you know.
You mean Uno.
Stop.
You know. No, just piping in.
Thank you, Tyler.
Uno.
See, this is where we're divided. I always grew up calling Uno.
Thank you. No, because you got it right there.
No, because I want to step down to your level because it's Uno. No, it's Uno. Stop. We've got a poll on our Instagram right now, @thenovos_. Is it Uno? Is it Uno? You need to solve this because there's four of us here. We clearly need a definitive answer on what it's called.
Well, myself and Tyler, the correct ones, have it as Uno.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've just got two others who've got it wrong. That's how it
so
goes.
So you think. That's so you think, my friend. The lines are
so
open.
So I know, if you will.
131009. See, if you go, I know, you know, makes more sense. There you go. You just stepped in that one. 131009, solve this for us because we can't. We're a stalemate. Uno versus Uno, what is the correct pronunciation? Every caller who gets to air today in the draw for a $50 fuel card, by the way. If you can't call, head to our Instagram and vote there, @thenovos_. But you know what? We're going to settle this once and for all.
131009, ring with common sense. It's
yeah,
obviously
it's
Uno.
It's Uno. Don't even start with me, my friend. Do you even play much Uno as a kid?
I play.
You were an only child, so
yeah.
you
with friends, I'd play Uno.
Yeah, sure. 131009, Uno versus Uno. Let us know.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
It is the argument that has divided the team over the last week, last weekend. Basically, I haven't spoken to you, Crevo. You haven't spoken to me.
No.
It's been hectic.
Stalemate.
Now, I don't want to say you're wrong, but you're wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can be wrong over there. That's fine.
The classic card game, you know, is it Uno or you know? It's clearly you know.
Uno.
Now, we have a poll on our Instagram @thenovos_. You can check our story and vote on the poll there. We'll get to the results of that in minutes.
How many of your friends have you gotten onto that?
Tyler's already voted. I saw she cast her vote for the wrong selection, Uno. That must have been a misstep. We're going to the phones, though, because a lot of people want to jump in on this. We're going to David in Singleton. Hey, David.
Hey, guys.
Hey, is it Uno or is it you know?
Well, it's spelt U-N-O, not O-N-O, so it's Uno.
Uno, that's right.
Oh, God. Things are not always how they're spelled.
Yes, they are.
Shannon in Morissette, hello.
Hello.
Which is it, Uno or Uno?
It's Uno, because it's not an Italian game.
Okay. Hi. See, that's two currently for you, Team Meg.
Yes, let's go to Kev. Hey, Kev. Nah, he's not there.
Kevin's gone. Okay. Dylan in Head and Greater. Hello.
How you going, mate?
Very good. Is it Uno or Uno?
It's Uno.
Yeah, it is. 100%.
Jeez, everyone's saying
that. Look, I told you this.
But see, the thing is, right, I would assume that it's pronounced how it's spelled.
Well, you just said things aren't always the way they are.
Well, in the Italian, which is Uno.
No. All right, let's go to the Instagram poll.
Let's find out.
Because 100% of callers have
said
it's
all
Uno.
The callers are saying the wrong thing, which
is
fine.
Sorry, I've got to log into the account because I'm in my own at the moment.
You can have your own opinion. That's fine.
Currently sitting at, you know, 91%.
Oh, jeez.
You and Tyler off your rockers.
Oh, not many people know the truth.
No.
The truth is out there.
Maybe the truth is out there and you need to believe it. It's Uno.
Okay.
I would just like you both, I would encourage you both to download the app version of the game.
Oh, can we play as a team?
And take a listen to how they say, welcome to Uno.
Is it American?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the truth. That's all that matters.
And the creators of the game have created that app, so it must be correct. It is Uno, so you're all wrong.
Except me, who's right.
Yeah. And Tyler.
Yeah. Everyone else. Both of us are correct.
You, Tyler, and the creator of Uno are wrong.
No. Okay. Okay. Leave that right there. You can digest that how you want. What's the gossip next with producer Tyler?
A bit of Kardashian chat, you guys.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Are you going to get this wrong as well, Tyler?
Unlikely.
No, never.
The
Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo. What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Producer Tyler here with an update from the Kardashians.
Yes, so Kim Kardashian, one of the world's wealthiest, most influential women, didn't know what tortellini was while out at a restaurant in Italy, of all places.
Well, there are certain things in life that I don't know. I'm not going to judge.
Surely, though, Meg, you know what tortellini is.
What tortellini is. I love tortellini. It's pasta. It's carbs. Yeah. Of course I like it.
Come on. I mean, I know she doesn't eat many carbs, probably, but surely you'd have a clue what that is.
Like, if you've got that much money, surely you're, like, very well, like, I don't know, you kind of, like...
She would have grown up eating tortellini from, was it Latina? The fridge brand that you buy, the fancy pasta?
You would have thought
so. Surely she's well-versed in Italian cuisine.
So how did this come about?
Anyway, so the latest episode of Kardashians has just aired, and it shows Kim in Milan for Fashion Week, and she's at this bougie restaurant in Milan, and then she literally turns to the waiter, and they aired this as well, and she's like, what is tortellini? And then...
Oh, you do the best Kim K impression. Oh, my God.
Great.
And then the waiter, like, obviously explains it to her, and she's like, oh, do you have anything that isn't spaghetti, like penne? I think if you're going to ask an Italian for penne over spaghetti, prepare for them to tell you that they're offended.
Yes.
Surely that's a G up.
Right?
Can I ask as well, just out of curiosity, when was the last time either of you had tortellini? It's never anything I go to.
I eat ravioli. It's less sexy as cousin.
Ravioli's delicious. But I can honestly tell you, I probably haven't had tortellini, I'd say, in like 15 years.
Oh, actually, no, we went to Subo a few weeks and we got one big giant tortellini. And it was stuffed. It was really nice.
How big?
Like a big giant one. Maybe like the size of like a small miso bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was
really
good.
That's the thing. Yeah, okay. They'll make massive ones.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Like little sauce drizzle.
Oh, yeah, like a basil oil.
Wait. Micro herbs?
Yeah.
They're fine dining. They're not idiots.
No,
yeah, exactly.
They're going to do this the right way. You know what? If Kim Kardashian rocks up, don't give a tortellini.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is.
Imagine Kim rocking up to a bougie restaurant when she's like 9 times out of 10. Imagine her like perusing the menu and just questioning everything.
Yes.
You can imagine Twitter. Twitter's gone mad.
Oh, has it?
Someone said, Kim Kardashian not knowing what tortellini is makes me feel so much better about being a non-famous regular person.
Now, the thing is, when I think of tortellini as well, if I had no idea what tortellini was, I'd instantly go
Google
for
Google it.
I know. Well, apart from that, I'd instantly go for like a cake or something because a tort.
What?
You know how you have those the torts, they're like a tart or something? That's what I would go for, like a mini version of...
Yeah, but you don't have to guess these things because you're a normal person that knows me.
Yeah, but I'm going to... You know what? I've had some really dodgy moments on this show in the last couple of weeks. I didn't know about the Utes with the rain. I didn't know this morning about boxing matches. I don't know a lot of things. I ain't judging Kim Kardashian
but
anymore.
But you know what?
Tortellini, come on.
Of course. But also, too, she has her phone glued to her hand 25 hours of the day. Surely, without embarrassing yourself, you don't ask the waiter what tortellini is. You just do a quick Google under the table to see what it is and go, oh, yeah, I get that. I'll get the tortellini, thanks.
With that as well, normally, depending on the menu that you're looking at, you normally see a menu and it'll go mains, pizza, pasta, blah, blah, blah. Maybe there wasn't a section that says pasta and she didn't know it was. I'm backing her up.
Stop defending Kim
I'm backing
Kardashian.
Her up because I feel like an idiot today and she's making me feel better about myself. Thanks, Kim K.
You're still not a bigger idiot as Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
mate.
That's debatable.
That's a small win. Take that as a small win.
Yeah, but she's a millionaire and I'm sitting here doing this.
Like, I know where I'd rather be.
Oh, that's true.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was, it was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Straight after us, kicking off Monday the right way, 105 minutes commercial free with Tyler.
Oh, no? Goodness, my buttons aren't working.
No.
Hooray.
What
are you doing?
Give it for buttons time, for give a Monday. Time. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. That timing, though, oh my God.
So seamless.
It was almost planned.
Yui superstars on the way by the sound of things.
Some Silverchair on the way.
Yes.
Also, new stuff. I'm sure you heard this over the weekend.
It tends to be a thing at the moment, those remakes.
Yeah. What's old is new again.
Well, Jennifer Page doing a thing.
Yeah.
She's not singing on this, though, is she?
No, this is Amanda Wilson.
There
in
you
all
go.
Tone.
Uh-huh.
And all also... Fun.
That's what that is.
Meg, one of your faves.
Yes.
I'm just going to stop reacting to it now, so hopefully it just goes away.
It will not go away.
I'll keep going.
The greatest band of all time.
Yes, Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial-free coming your way after 9 o'clock.
Let's just listen to this for a second.
Or we could not, or I could just push play on the next song we're going to play. You don't get paid to sing, guys. You get paid to talk. Let's wrap it up.
I love it, although, that up next, producer Tyler in to get our thoughts on today's daily topics. We have to snap decision that thing and say love it or loathe it in seconds.
All right, we'll do it next. I
don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is where producer Tyler comes in with the daily topic and we have to make a snap decision, love it or loathe it. Let's do this thing.
Doing the groceries.
3, 2, 1, go!
I actually love it.
Oh,
I do like going
it.
For a wander around, seeing new things.
No.
I actually do like it.
Shopping in general is not for me.
I literally do people's groceries for them now on DoorDash. It sends the list through and I do the shopping for them and then I go deliver it.
And you're doing it for free, which is weird.
Not really. I get it for money.
Right, cash
bank for that.
So Brittany Hockley, she was on The Bachelor a few years ago and of course now has a podcast, but she has shared some dating advice for those looking, Meg, to find love in the supermarket.
Oh, am I going out of Mayfield Woolies, am I?
Yes, you are.
Wait till you
see who you can see there.
Oh, yeah, some characters there. But she says you can pick up in a supermarket and there are all these secret signs and signals depending on what you have in your trolley. She said, so you have to go and get a trolley and you go to the fruit aisle first, obviously. If you pick up a bunch of bananas, if they're upright, so the curves are facing up in the top trolley, this means that you're single and looking for love.
Mate, I don't like bananas, though. That's the problem. So
oh, but you don't have to actually check them out.
Yes, but I don't want to touch them. I don't want to touch other people's food. Like, COVID's a thing still.
Yeah, but you just walk around with them in your trolley just to give everyone else a hint.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Fine. All right, next one.
If you just want to buy bananas and you're not looking, you turn them the other way.
Okay. Yeah, that's easy, yeah.
This one good to know. Threw me. If you have a pineapple upside down in your trolley, you're telling everyone that you are a swinger and you're open to swinging.
I've seen this before.
What?
Are you serious?
I've never heard this
Apparently
before.
It's a tattoo thing as well. People get the pineapples tattooed on them.
That must be why I get so many weird looks at Woolworths the other day.
You're always dropping pineapples left and right.
Oh, I always have them upside down.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
You must have them upside down. And I mean, if you can manage to keep a pineapple upside down in your trolley, I'm applauding you because those things roll around. But this one, guys, this one, this is the best one. If you want to show, here you go, Meg. If you want to show interest in a man, you put a peach in his trolley.
Okay.
No.
All right. So the
what have you done there?
Guy at Mayfield Woolies rocks up. I go to the fruit section. I get myself some bananas, chuck them in my trolley.
Yep.
Then I find a single peach.
Yep.
And I drop it in his trolley.
Yep.
You drop
it
in.
Is this equivalent to like swiping right on someone on Tinder?
100%.
Or do you place your peach carefully in the little tray
I'll
thing?
I'll have to pick the most beautiful peach of the lot.
What are you doing there?
Or if you're too shy to go anywhere near him, you can just peg it from aisle one to aisle nine and see if it clocks him and see if that works too.
Oh, did that hit you? Sorry. Oh, are you okay?
Could you imagine?
Mate, no one's doing
just
this.
Just going up and just like so ever so slightly just like just...
Subtly?
Yeah, just subtly dropping a little peach into someone's trolley.
Sorry, is that your trolley?
If someone did that to me, I'd be like, excuse me, that's not mine.
No, you know,
you've also bruised your peach as well, mate. Come and get it out of my trolley.
If someone did that to me, I'd feel flattered. Because I know what it means now.
Yeah,
well, you know what? I'm really annoyed that this hasn't happened to me in the past.
I'd be weirded out by it.
Now that you know, maybe you'll be open to it.
But the worst part is, like, when you do your groceries, sometimes you look at a guy, you go, oh, he's a bit hot. And you do wonder if they're single or not. Because you can't ask at the supermarket. It's not like a pub.
Well, I don't know why not.
Because it's none of my business. They could be married, they could be whatever, they could be gay. So
now all you need to do is just go and get a peach, flop it into his trolley and just see what happens.
I really want to attempt this to see what actually happens.
Can you please? Do a little social experiment and come back and let us know how you went?
Look, if I was hotter, this would work because we go viral on Instagram, but it's not going to work.
Someone's probably just going to be throwing fruit at you.
Yeah, probably. You know what?
This is Mayfield Woolies.
In Mayfield Woolies, the thing is, I'll drop it into someone's trolley and he will literally peg it at me back. Probably. What are you doing?
Yeah. That's not mine. Yeah, I can't afford that.
I'm not paying for that.
How much are peaches at the moment per kilo? Is
are
it,
they even
worth
in season?
It?
It's not probably in season. Not. You got to wait.
Oh, I'll get the tin peaches even better. Can't afford the real thing, mate, so I'll give you the tin peaches. Hey, on the other side of this, we're going to give away a double pass to our epic Halloween party.
Yes, we are.
The Novo's Halloween party. It's going down at the Star Hotel in town. A couple of weeks' time. It's going to be bougie, let me tell you. Blood red carpet, cocktails on arrival, couple of giveaways. We're going to be dressed up. It's going to be incredible. If you want to win your way there, 13, 10, and 9, the lines are open. Give us your best costume ideas.
Yep.
Because we're still trying to suss out Crevo's costume. Now, I've given him 2 ideas so far. He's not a fan of either of them.
Nah.
If you can get behind me to convince him to go as Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Or if you've got a better idea.
I'd be so happy if you could help me with this.
If you've got a better idea, we'll take that
Nothing's
as well.
Nothing's going to top Crevo dressed up as Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
It's just not happening. So
I need to Photoshop something.
You've got
to
calm yourself to a panic, man.
13, 7, 9, if you want to come to our Halloween party, we'll take the best costume on the other side of this, 13, 7, 9.
The Novo's Halloween party. The Star Hotel, with live function room hire and free live entertainment every Friday and Saturday night. 105.3 New FM.
It is the Halloween party to end all Halloween parties. Newcastle's never seen anything like this.
Oh,
let me tell you, Creva, it's going down at the Star Hotel on the 28th of October.
They're all shocked and amazed. Incredible. Yeah.
Blood red carpet, cocktails, 4 pines are giving us a couple of kegs. And also a giveaway to the Hunter Valley, a little escape.
Oh, brilliant.
Up for grabs. Why wouldn't you want to be there?
Oh, who could know? Some people just don't understand how parties work, I can only imagine.
The thing is, though, you got to dress up. It is a Halloween party.
Yeah, of course. People are turning up. They get the spirit that's generally involved. Shannon in Wall's End, hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. You'd be keen to get along to this party?
I would.
All right.
Love any excuse to actually dress up, especially for Halloween.
I love this so much. Have you got an idea for your costume?
I want to be a clown with a slit throat.
Oh, jeez. I see. The creepier the better. This is what I'm about. Yeah. Creepy Halloween costumes. Yeah, I like that. Not to mention, can you give Crevo some ideas? Because he's stuck. You've obviously thought a lot about this.
He could totally be a zombie or...
Yeah. Ooh, zombie's good. I don't mind zombie. There's a bit of... I like that. That's my first favourite one.
Yeah, well, Shannon, you're coming along. Well done. We'll see you there as the clown...
With a slit throat.
Oh, intense, but love it.
Yeah, very cool.
The scarier, the better for the costumes.
Good makeup with that slit throat.
Yeah,
look amazing.
You can get the tattoos. They're wound tattoos.
Just get it permanently done.
Pretty much. So I used to wear them all the time for Halloween, like for our little display that Mum does.
Yeah, Fright at Forest Lake.
Frights on Forest Lake. And you can get them and you just put them on your face and they look legit.
Yeah, amazing.
It's really, really cool. That's an idea.
Okay.
We'll give away tickets all week, hey?
All week. Yeah, that's right. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be party of the year.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, up next, 105 minutes commercial free with Tyler.
And the Kid Leroy and Justin Bieber.
The song that will slap for decades to come.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell ya.
Cracker.
Still so good.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, this.
Oh. Any mum dropping their kids off at school, windows are down, embarrassing the kids in the back seat. This is what this song was designed for.
Dropping them off after 2 weeks of hell.
Yes.
See
you back
later.
To school, kids.
Bye-bye. Yeah, what else we got?
Mum's going to get a wine.
A new Tom Grennan. All of these nights.
I'm feeling this. I'm getting like pop punk vibes from it.
Yeah, major Youngblood vibes I'm getting. I love this. I really like this.
It's on the way, Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. 105 minutes commercial free. Hitting your radios in minutes. Have a great Monday, guys. We'll catch you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Show's done.